All right, here's a blunt question. Are you getting married? Well, don't panic. I think my next guest is going to come to the rescue or settle you down if your plans might have to change. You can still have a special day this year. Let's talk Alpine Events to do just that. President Carrie Bissonnette. Good morning, Carrie.
Good morning, Shelley. How are you?
Doing fine. Tell me about Alpine Events.
Well, Alpine Events, we are your rental partner for any events that you have coming up, be it corporate or weddings, especially this time of year. We got a lot of weddings that were scheduled to be happening here come April and springtime. So we do pretty much everything from the initial design phase, bringing people through any potential venues or a tented wedding, showing them different options that we have from a rental standpoint. And also just making sure that we can facilitate all the logistics, bringing in vendor partners, and just helping them coordinate that entire day.
Let's be real. If I'm getting married this weekend and have 250 guests, that might not happen.
It shouldn't be happening, hopefully. if you're abiding by the governor and the CDC guidelines, obviously those events won't be taking place, you know, for at least another 8 weeks. And we've had a number of clients that have had to cancel, unfortunately. So it's our staff is still working remotely. Our sales staff, we have, you know, staff in Holland and Grand Rapids that are working from home. We're doing a lot of Zoom meetings, and we're talking to clients every day about what options they have to make sure that these weddings can still happen and to come up with alternate plans for them.
All right. Give me an example. No names needed, but give me an example of an option.
So, you know, recently we were working with a bride that was getting married at a couple great venues here in Grand Rapids, Grand Rapids Art Museum. They obviously had to cancel. They had about 150 guest wedding, and they were pretty devastated. So we started looking at options. Anything in the next 8 weeks, of course, is not going to happen. And a lot of the problems they're running into, the venues are doing a great job. You know, everybody in this industry is struggling right now, but the venues are doing a good job trying to help the clients rebook, look at future dates for the rest of the year. But these venues book up pretty fast, and we have a pretty good market here in Grand Rapids, and there's not a lot of available options. So what we said is, hey, let's take this outside. Let's find a date sometime this summer. Let's do a tented wedding. We have a lot of options. You know, we have some flexible dates, and they may not have considered that before, and they didn't know what that might look like. But we were able to put together some CAD designs and then offer some different sites. So we work with other venues that have tented space available, where we bring in our tent set up, and we've been working with those folks to see, you know, what dates work for you, what dates do we have available, and really provide a lot of options for our clients.
It's President of Alpine Events talking about some unique problem solving, Carrie Bissonnette, and certainly your wedding. Goodness gracious, yeah, as I look at your list of availabilities, it looks like you do most everything for your clients, including laying down that dance floor.
Absolutely. So, and that's one thing that, you know, if somebody was set on getting married at a particular venue, a lot of venues have everything you need. So it's a little bit overwhelming to think, you know, how do we even start from scratch if we're going to do an outdoor wedding or if we're going to have to go somewhere different? But we can pretty much create a wedding from the ground up. Tables, chairs, linens, china, dance floors, and then anything else that we don't offer. Catering, we don't do catering, we don't do audiovisual so much, but we work with a lot of great partners in this industry, and the nice part is everybody's being really flexible. So we'll go out and we'll work with those partners and say, hey, can we? Do you have some flexibility on these dates? Are you available for our client? And trying to take that headache away from some of these couples that didn't think about some of the stuff before because they didn't have to.
Let's also ask about sustainability. Alpine Events, you've been serving Grand Rapids, I think, as you mentioned, for at least over 50 years.
We have. The business has been around a long time, and it's grown and changed in a lot of ways. But, you know, we've been here for a long time, and we continue to be here for another 50. So we're struggling through this, just as many other businesses are. But we have a really, really great team. We're doing our best to keep all of our employees working from home, remotely, you know, staying out of the warehouse and out of the building at the moment. But even some of our field staff, we're making sure that, you know, we can give them some administrative tasks so they can stay involved, and we can have weekly meetings with them right now to make sure that we still have a pulse on our upcoming events for the year. So we intend on coming back and opening back up full scale with our full team and being ready to jump right back in for our clients.
Have any, you know, most unique requests for a wedding you need to share, trivia?
Most unique requests.
Like my dog needs to be in the audience or something?
I think when it comes to our situation is we get some folks trying to put some very large tents and some very big receptions into some interesting spots. So if somebody's having a wedding at their parents, you know, their childhood home, or if they're trying to have a beach wedding, you'll have to get creative sometimes on how you're going to make those things fit. Two summers ago, we actually had a grand opening for some new condos in Grand Rapids. And we talked about doing a 20 by 40 foot tent with a clear top. So during the reception, and it was a little bit, you know, into the evening, and it went into the night, the stars could shine through. Well, after they got done figuring out it wasn't going to fit in the patio, we decided to go up on the roof, six floors up. So it was last minute, but our team pulled it off. We ended up walking a 20 by 40 foot tent section by section up the stairwell, one piece at a time. Assembled the tent on the roof, and the party was amazing, and the pictures were fantastic.
Awesome. Well, hey, customer comes first, so you
right.
Aim to please.
I'm gonna make it happen.
That's right. Okay. Well, thank you for you, and I think I'll even go out with the song "Up on the Roof." How's that?
Sounds great.
Okay, Carrie, how do we find out more about Alpine Events and continuing this discussion of wedding planning?
Well, right now, you can't come into the showroom, but you can definitely find us online, alpineevents.com, social media, Instagram, Facebook. We're very active. We're going to be doing some interactive things here over the next week to give you some glimpses into our showroom and into our warehouse of some of those different options you might want to consider if you have to change your plans. So definitely check us out on social media and online, alpineevents.com.
Thanks, Carrie. Take care.
Thanks, Shelley.
Carrie Bissonnette, President, Alpine Events.